Hello, and welcome to our Children's Rights in Action podcast series. Here at Children's Parliament, we believe that children should grow up in a world of love, happiness, and understanding. It's our mission to inspire greater awareness and understanding of the power of children's human rights, and to support the implementation of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, the UNCRC, into Scots law. We're looking forward to sharing this with you through our conversations. Today, we want to focus on how we make children's rights real by sharing with you a conversation that we've had with Steph Wright from the Scottish AI Alliance and Morgan Briggs from the Alan Turing Institute. We're delighted to be working in partnership with both the Scottish AI Alliance and the Alan Turing Institute to explore artificial intelligence and children's rights. And we're very excited to tell you more about what we've been up to.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us today. I'm going to introduce myself first. I'm Steph Wright. I'm the head of the Scottish AI Alliance. What's that, I hear you ask? Well, the Scottish AI Alliance, we are the body tasked with the delivery of Scotland's national AI strategy. This was launched in March 2021. And our vision is for Scotland to become a leader in the development and use of trustworthy, ethical and inclusive AI. And as part of that vision, we want to make sure that we bring as much of the people of Scotland along with us on the journey. In the strategy, we highlighted the particular importance of engaging with children and engaging with and adopting the UNICEF's policy guidance on AI with children. So when we were embarking on the delivery of the strategy, we thought, yes, we want to engage children in what we're doing and get them to play an active part in how we deliver the strategy. And that's when we kind of came across the team at the Alan Turing Institute, and who were at that point developing a case, doing some research on a case study for UNICEF's policy guidance 2.0. And So then things kind of carried on from there. I'm also on the board of the Children's Parliament, and I thought, brilliant, we've got the Alan Turing Institute, who's been working with UNICEF, and we've got Children's Parliament using their rights-based approach to children's engagement. And we thought, brilliant, let's put all this together and let's see if we can pull together a program to engage children in AI. So here we are, the project has started. And I'm going to pass over shortly to the people on the ground from Children's Parliament and Alan Turing Institute. But it's just been an exciting project so far. We've loved seeing pictures and drawings and everything from the workshop so far with kids across Scotland. But I'm just going to pass over to Morgan and Gregory to introduce themselves and tell us a bit more about what's been going on and what's been exciting. So I'm going to pass over to Morgan first from the Alan Turing Institute's delivery team.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Steph. Yeah, it's as Steph was saying, it's been super, super exciting. We've loved it thus far and excited to see what comes of the project in the future. And as Steph said, my name is Morgan Briggs. I am from the Alan Turing Institute, where I am the Research Associate for Data Science and Ethics. So I work for the ethics team within the public policy program of the Alan Turing Institute. And as Steph kind of alluded to, we came into this project initially, got in contact with Steph when we were doing research with UNICEF, as Steph said, on UNICEF's policy guidance on AI for children. And so through this research, we interviewed a large amount of public sector organizations across the UK to kind of hear their views on how they felt about engaging children in the design, development, and deployment of AI technologies. And one of the main takeaways from this was that a lot of these organizations really wanted to engage children on the topic, but they weren't exactly sure how and how to proceed with this. And so we really felt like the second part of this research and a really important piece of this research was to engage children and to really hear their views on how they wish to be engaged in the design, development, and deployment of AI technologies, but also what their views more generally are regarding AI. So yes, we're really happy to join this collaboration. And through this, we have been able to work very closely with Children's Parliament in the first phase of this research. So without further ado, I will pass to our lovely partner, Gregory from Children's Parliament.
Hello, thank you. What a warm and glowing introduction. My name is Gregory. I am the project lead with Children's Parliament. And I suppose for us, so we're a campaigning organization. We've been working since, well, not me personally, obviously, but the organization's been working since the mid 90s now on promoting children's rights across Scotland and supporting the implementation of the UNCRC, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And so it's we're at a really exciting moment in Scotland for that, with the UNCRC in being in the process of being incorporated into Scots law. And we feel like that's had this incredible impact across Scotland of raising awareness of what the UNCRC is, its significance and its use for just kind of raising up the standards for children in all sorts of different ways. And also from creating opportunities for meaningful engagement. So we were really, really excited when the Scottish AI Alliance approached us to be a part of this, because this is not, as far as we are aware, an industry which has done a huge amount in this field before. And I think it's because of that moment, it's because we're at this point of incorporation that these kinds of things are becoming possible. So, yeah.
Well, I just realized I got totally carried away and didn't even say what AI was, you know, and it's once again, you know, it's that assumption that we make when you work in the field, that you assume what everyone knows what it is. So when we say AI, we mean artificial intelligence, which can also in a way also mean augmented intelligence, assistive intelligence. But in general, it is recognized as artificial intelligence. And also, just to connect the UNCRC bit to the UNICEF work as well on the policy guidance, is that the policy guidance from UNICEF around AI and children draws directly from the UNCRC. So this kind of combination of the work of UNICEF and the UNCRC, you know, totally makes sense. We're now, you know, a few months into phase one of the project, which will ultimately be a 2.5-year project. So it's a big commitment for everyone involved. And, you know, I did touch on the start about how we've already had some workshops, engaged with, you know, some of the kids across Scotland already. Our target age group was around P5 to P6. And I loved Gregory and Morgan. Tell us a bit about what's been going on so far, the exciting things, the interesting things that kids come up with, which is obviously what we're totally looking forward to finding out.
Yeah, it's really nice because we're working pretty much fully across Scotland. So we're working in four schools, one in Leith in Edinburgh, one in Easterhouse in East Glasgow, one in Doon, a village in Stirlingshire, and then one in Shetland as well. And I've been very lucky in that I've been one of the members of staff who has visited all four in the last month or two, which has been great. And it's been such a great experience just for, obviously, I mean, getting into schools is always fun from my point of view, but getting to travel to those different schools within a short time scale as well gives a real snapshot of the kind of variety and the differences and the similarities between those communities. So we ran full day workshops in each school, which was about introducing children's rights and introducing AI and beginning to kind of sow the seeds of where those things might cross over. And then from that, we picked our little group of investigators, our investigators are three children from each school who we are meeting with online on more or less monthly basis, every 3-4 weeks, to kind of dig into the issues a bit and to try to answer some of the research questions that the Alan Turing Institute have got, which I'm sure Morgan will explain about in a second, but also to kind of get a sense of where the children are at with their knowledge of AI, begin to introduce some more concepts, and then just find out what they have to say, because that's kind of our what's the term, meat and potatoes, I don't know, I'm vegetarian, is facilitating those conversations and trying to get the children into a space that feels safe and comfortable for them to express themselves. So it's the early stages are often a bit kind of tentative and a little bit, you know, we expect children to be shy at first, we expect them to take a little bit of time to come out, but it's about sitting with that from our point of view. Being comfortable with silences and being comfortable with just allowing the children to take their time rather than trying to draw all of the answers out straight away, which is, I think, maybe what they're you know, children are more used to in a school setting, because schools are under such kind of time pressures. They have to kind of go about things in a different way. So that's been really nice, just beginning to build those relationships, beginning to get them to a point where they kind of have a sense of who we are and what the project is about, beginning to trust that they can express their thoughts and opinions freely. Yeah, so it's been nice. It's been good. I can't remember what the question was now. I've started rambling off on one. Guidance, please.
Yeah, no, let's pass over to Morgan, because Alan Turing Institute obviously had some research questions posed to the kids in this first phase, and love to hear a bit more about what those questions are. And have any of the kind of, you know, answers to the questions been interesting, enlightening, funny? Tell us what's in all.
Yeah, we came in with some research questions because, as I said previously, this is kind of a continuation of the research we were doing with public sector organizations, because the idea is that once we really can better understand the views and opinions of children, we can not only try our best to integrate them into these processes, but also we need to have a way to work together amongst public and third sector and children to promote a responsible AI ecosystem moving forward, which is really the long-term goal of this project. Our research questions, obviously the first and foremost foundational thing that we needed to really accomplish was just kind of clarifying and hearing their views on AI in general. So like what they think of, what comes to mind when they hear the term AI, how do they see this playing out in their daily lives? And after we do that, kind of moving into more questions about how they wish to be involved in these processes, like I alluded to earlier, but also questions of fairness, questions of ethics, which Gregory and I think are both excited that we're getting into these topics very soon in the next workshop next week, I believe. I wouldn't even say it's surprising at this point, because I think every time I've worked with children, I am just absolutely taken aback how quickly and they grasp some of these concepts and how much more of a grasp they have of these concepts than I think many practitioners would think. And that's always amazing to me. And I think it's incredible and just reinforces the idea of how important these views are. So I would say in terms of the understanding of AI, obviously, this is a work in progress that we're going to have throughout the entire program, of just kind of making sure there's that distinction between technology in general and then which technologies are using AI. And I thought it was particularly amazing how in our last workshop, several of the children indicated this. They said, I think we might have a bit of a challenge distinguishing between what is AI and what's just like a technology, like a sensor or something. So they completely see that distinction is difficult, and it's difficult for practitioners, it's difficult for most people, I think. So that awareness, I think, is just incredible. I think other things that have been great to see as well is just this overarching concern about fairness, which I think has been really brought out by Children's Parliament's rights-based approach. But we've done a few exercises on classification using some tools that kind of say, depending on how you build the classification tool, certain groups may be left out. And we've been using this CATS example, which we've adopted from MIT Media Lab's children's workbooks, as well as UNICEF's materials. They've been really great. But just seeing the concerns around how that would be really disappointing if one of the cats was not allowed into the cat flap. This is exercise we've been doing, depending on how that classification model was developed. And there are really widespread concerns around fairness. And so I think I can't say I'm surprised by that, because I think there's a really refreshing amount of awareness around those topics amongst children. But seeing how that intersects with the conversation of AI has been particularly interesting.
Yeah, just to build on that, there's just like such a lovely moment as well with the, so the CATS example was about building an AI system that for a cat flap was essentially the setup. And so we were in class with these children, and just watching the kind of moment when it clicked that they had accidentally allowed a tiger into their house or excluded this incredibly cute cat just because it was partially hidden in an image. So it's, yeah, getting across that, great for kind of beginning to pick apart the difference between artificial intelligence and human intelligence. And the kids, you can see it clicking that they're going like, they can't do the things that I can do. And I think that's been a really important kind of early thing to uncover. But I think from our point of view as well, we talk about a lot about human dignity, this idea that everybody has an innate value, and that it's, and that that's something that underpins, well, all human rights, but children's rights as well. And that's something we find really useful for getting across that sense that rights aren't earned. They aren't kind of as a result of, you know, meeting your responsibilities or anything like that. They are something that everybody has, and nobody has a right to take them away. I think the fairness thing is definitely a crossover there, in that it's something that children have quite an innate sense of. They see it really clearly when something is or isn't fair, in a way that maybe as adults we don't see as clearly. Maybe we kind of overthink things or start to kind of consider bigger pictures, where actually we should just be focusing on what's immediately in front of us. And so yeah, that's been really interesting to kind of begin to get to as well.
That's great. Thank you so much, both. I mean, you know, what's really key to us and what's really interesting to us around this is that, you know, the children of today are absolute digital natives. They are growing up in a world where they are absolutely surrounded by technologies, you know, based on data, based on AI. And so, you know, it's really key to engage them on all these topics. So let's finish off with saying, how about I ask each one of you, what's been your highlight so far? Over to you, Gregory.
Yeah, well, apart from the kind of funny little examples like that, and another one I just remembered as well was that, like, the kids were very concerned about privacy. That seemed to be a big issue for them. But in one instance, started just like going off on one about whether they would be able to create something that could trick their siblings' phones' facial recognition in order to get into their siblings' phones. Which just, was like, but again, shows that level of understanding that they have of the topic in a lot of ways, that I think, as you say, like, comes from being digital natives, comes from growing up around this. And I think that's why it's so important as well that we are talking to children about this, is because childhood is different now from when it was when we were children. Like, we don't know what it's like to be a child now because so much has changed. I mean, also, you know, our memories are fallible, and we kind of recontextualize things, and we should be listening to children in everything that affects them. But in this area in particular, it's really exciting because it's such a rapidly changing field. And because of that, there are so many risks that things might move too quickly without these considerations being taken. So it's taking the time to be part of that is great. And I think it's really important. And what I really hope is that we are able to create something that is sustainable and that has a kind of tangible legacy. There's some kind of structure in place coming out of this that means that children can continue to be consulted without it having to be, you know, on a one-off project basis, that this is built into kind of how the industry works as we go forward.
Absolutely. That sounds brilliant. And over to you, Morgan, for your highlights so far.
Yeah, I totally echo Gregory's point about having more of a long-term framework, because that's definitely what we hope from this. This isn't just a one-off engagement with children. This needs to be a continuing, evolving process that is just part of the process you go through when you design and develop AI technologies. That's the goal, I think. Yeah, there's a lot of highlights. I think the energy in the room is always a highlight for me, and just like the giggles too. Like, Children's Parliament does a great job of making things really fun and engaging, and it's just nice to see that a lot of them are super excited. I just remember when we did an activity about scribbling your feelings, and we had a few just saying how excited they were to be there, and how excited they were for the session, which I think is just, that's a really beautiful thing. So hard to choose, but I think one activity which kind of tags onto the idea of the digital natives is this mapping activity that we had the children do, where they created maps of their town and where AI was used in those towns. And just like you said, Steph and Gregory, the awareness of that was quite widespread and very interesting, in that there were so many places that even I was thinking, like, as a kid, I was like, did our parks have any AI? Like, I don't think so. But then, like, fridges, like refrigerators, like some fridges nowadays, I mean, they restock or something before you run out of something. So, I mean, things that I was even thinking when I was a kid, I was like, wow, like it's just different. But the awareness was there. And so I think we're still making the distinction between, like I said earlier, like what's just a technology and what's using AI. But the mapping activity, I think, illustrated just not only all of the facets of their life that are affected by AI, that I don't think, I definitely can't say the same for when I was a kid, but also the awareness of that they want to learn more about how those things work and what they're actually being used for. And I think that excitement is will continue, and I'm excited to continue this collaboration and see where it goes.
I was just going to add, at the risk of it becoming just a long slew of compliments going back and forth, another highlight has been working with the Alan Turing Institute, because we don't often get to work with partner organizations so closely and kind of alongside each other in this way. And it's been a real treat kind of learning from each other, I think, because we've both got kind of real depth of expertise in totally different areas. And kind of being able to bring each other along on that journey together has been great as well.
That all sounds lovely. And it sounds like the conclusion is that the kids are all right. And yeah, so I'm going to end up with saying, you know, watch this space. There's loads more to come out from this project in the coming months and years, really. Thank you so much, Gregory and Morgan. And and from the Scottish AI Alliance, we're delighted that this is all happening. So thanks very much, all.
Thank you ever so much for listening to today's episode. If you'd like to learn more about our work, please visit www.childrensparliament.org.uk.